Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Well, welcome to Killer Innovations. We are back from the CES, the Consumer Electronics Show. And as a result, we're going to talk a little bit about what we saw at the show. So today's guest is Kim McNicholas. She's a friend of mine. She was a former reporter at Forbes. We actually had her on the show prior to CES. And as a result, I've invited her back to kind of give us her feedback post the show. Now, Kim was involved in a lot of different activities, but as a result, she got to see a lot of things. I was involved, but we didn't have any overlap, which was kind of interesting. We were off doing completely separate things. So Kim, welcome to the show again.
Hi. Yeah, I was so surprised that an entire week we did not see each other once. And in talking, just prepping for this show, all of the stuff that you were talking about, I didn't see, and I talked about stuff that you didn't see. So it's pretty interesting. I mean, it's a huge show.
Well, when you got 180,000 of your nearest and dearest friends all crammed onto the show floor, it's the largest trade show now in the world.
170,000 people, they said, came this year.
Yeah, well, it was crazy. And then they had all the warnings about security. You know, they limited your bags. You had to have photo ID to get onto the show floor. All kinds of crazy stuff. It was definitely one of the more interesting CES shows. But one of the things that you were there for, and we talked about this the last time you were on the show, was the work that you're doing with the Extreme Tech Challenge. And at CES, you went from the top 10 to get down to the top 3. They get to go to Necker Island. They get to go hang out with Richard Branson and get that coaching and guidance.
We had an amazing group of people. More than 1,000 companies ended up applying for the Extreme Tech Challenge, and we did get it down to 25 and finally 10, and I wanted all 10 of them to win. And you know, you can't really do that, but we had Tim Draper as one of the judges. We had Veronica Serra, one of the most sought after investors in all of Brazil, of course the CEO of the Consumer Technology Association, Gary Shapiro, tech evangelist Robert Scoble. Curtis Sasaki was an interesting one. He was the VP of ecosystems and IoT, general manager for Samsung Electronics. He was also one of the judges. And Rich Karlgaard, publisher of Forbes, even came as one of the judges. So a great crew, and they were able to narrow it down from 10 to 3. And the top 3 are going to go on to pitch Sir Richard Branson on his private island on February 11th. And so are you ready? Do you have the drum?
I'm ready, because I already had my favorites out of our last conversation of which three I thought should go in. So go ahead and surprise me, and then I'll just react.
Okay. So the first one is Duroptic. They had that 360 camera with the patented technology, so you no longer, we're no longer limited to a single frame when it comes to photos and videos. And it automatically stitches the 360, the video together and the picture together. And they had one of the most successful Kickstarter campaigns in all of France, $1.4 million raised in 45 days. So all of the judges were really excited about that company.
Okay. Well, needless to say, there was a lot of 360 content being shown at CES. Yep. And there was a couple of really interesting other companies. But I think in this case, these guys, I think, do have something interesting from the standpoint of their approach to the camera, their approach to the stitching. My prediction, though, is over the next year, we're going to see a lot of shakeout in 360 content. However, these guys clearly have a leg up in the fact that they've made it to the top three of the Extreme Tech Challenge. So they already have attracted a set of mentors that most of the other guys just don't have access to. And I think with some guidance, they can, you know, work to get themselves a step ahead. As we get later in the show, I've got another 360 technology that we brought into our pitch it event, where we brought 10 startup companies to come in and pitch. I'll talk about that a little bit later. They're going in a completely different direction. But VR 360 content, hot, hot, hot at this year's CES.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, they even had – there was a company called Threopolis that we worked with that ended up having a VR lounge. So virtual reality was really it took over all of the palms. They had a VR party. They had all the demos. They had panels. And that was on top of everything that was already happening. I think every single large company over on the main floor had some sort of virtual reality representation. So,
okay, so much, company number two.
Company number two is Bloom Technologies. It's a smart device that you wear during your third trimester, so you can track all of your contractions. And I mean, women. It's the first one, the first company to do that. So they were really a popular company. They also won the IBM Watson partnership. IBM Watson went through our more than 1,000 applicants and chose a potential strategic partner to pair up with IBM Watson, and Bloom was also their standout. So not only a standout for them, but also in our top three to pitch Sir Richard Branson. And the third one, which was really honestly no surprise, was Sphero. And the funny thing about Sphero, and Sphero created the app-enabled robots, in particular probably best known for its BB-8, the droid. They licensed the technology from Disney, and they were able to create the little BB-8 robot that everybody is familiar with from the new Star Wars film. But I walked out there on stage doing intros for every single one of the companies before they presented. And I walked out and I said, "Who's seen Star Wars? You like it, right? Great movie, right?" An audience of 300 to 400 technology entrepreneurs and technology savvy people, crickets. Absolute crickets. I wasn't sure if they were messing with me or not, because, you know, the most people I've talked to said, "You know, it was a good movie." You know, they still like, the older generation likes the, you know, 1 through 6. And the newer generation, I thought, really liked this movie. So I said, well, someone must like this movie, right? Because analysts actually predict shoppers will pick up $5 billion worth of Star Wars merchandise over the next 12 months. And standing to benefit will be Sphero. But with all of their success, what was really awesome is that Paul, the CEO, is so incredibly humble and so incredibly gracious. And he's really excited. I mean, he was meeting with some of the biggest names, biggest toy manufacturers, huge partners, $20 million deals getting done this week there at CES and more. And yet he was so excited about winning the Extreme Tech Challenge, which really meant a lot to us. So all three companies going to pitch Sir Richard Branson February 11th. And we still have some tickets available, so people can email info@extremetechchallenge.com if they potentially want to go to Necker Island to watch the top three. But there was a little bit of a surprise. Richard Branson sent a video message in saying he was so impressed with all 10 companies that he wants all 10 of them to fly to Necker Island to at least meet him. I mean, when you have a company like Megabots, which is creating the world's first international sports franchise of giant humanoid robots.
So do they have to take the Megabot with them on the airplane?
Oh, no. What ended up happening, so we tried to get the Venetian to allow them in, and the Venetian wouldn't allow them in. And then Gary Shapiro said to the founders of Megabots, "Hey, you should have let us know, because CES said there was room for them on the floor." Instead, Zappos came in and said, "Hey, you know what? We're going to pay for your robot to fly to..." They had this drone flying competition over at one of their expo centers. Have you? I don't know if you've ever seen a drone competition.
Yeah,
hardly.
This is kind of the obstacle course, fast loops. I mean, it's unbelievable to watch those guys fly them.
Really? You were impressed?
Yes, I was impressed.
Okay. Because maybe when I got there, all I saw were drones crashing into the nets and falling on the ground, and it was just a little bit of a mess by that point. But I got there towards the end. But really, the highlight, I think, of the whole thing was seeing the Megabot out front, this big human, you know, humanoid 13, 15-foot tall robot moving around out front. So that was pretty awesome. And they have networks this month. We're hoping to hear very soon. They have a bunch of networks that are fighting to bring it online and broadcast it, a whole TV series about them sometime in 2016. So they were in our top 10, too. My other favorite in the top 10 that didn't make it into the top three, but I think everybody should know about, is Kickfurther. And so if you have a product and you need inventory, instead of taking out a loan or getting venture capitalist money, you can go on there and it crowdfunds all of the inventory so you can get your product to market. And it replaces the hundreds of billions of dollars in short-term loans out there.
Yeah, actually, I thought that one was really interesting when we talked about it the last show, because I think supply chain becomes one of the big hindrance issues, particularly if you've got a manufacturing element to your business. And it's not a readily available expertise we have these days. So,
but for as little as $20, you can invest in any one of these companies. But you have to get on quick because they're literally, it's so popular with people who want to invest in all of these companies right now that within like 3 minutes, they meet their goal.
Hey, so Kim, we're going to cut to a commercial break. We'll be right back. We'll pick up where we left off. This is Phil McKinney on Killer Innovations.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom12.com right now and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom12.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 12.com. Go to freedom12.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom12.com.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember,
We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio. This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back to Killer Innovations. Kim McNicholas is on the phone with me today. We're continuing on with our discussions around post-CES. What are we hearing after the show? First off, I'm going to apologize because Kim and I are both suffering from the CES cold that everybody at the show had. So I'm sitting here trying not to like cough into the microphone or whatever or sneeze. And again, you know, Kim's actually on a video call with me here so we can actually see each other while we do these interviews and do the shows. And I can see her with her Kleenex on the other end. So I'm going to apologize to the listening audience now. We're probably sounding like, at least in radio, you can't catch it from us.
It's a true immersive experience right now. They're getting the full CES experience.
Yeah, I'll tell you, you almost need to take a 2 weeks vacation when you come back from this show. So one of the other things that you participated in was the Eureka Park up front. And that is the, I'll let you share about what is the Eureka Park up front? What's the kind of the premise behind it? And then what did you see?
And so over the last several years, CES has had Eureka Park, and it's just a place where all of the startups, it's really the future big booth companies, right, at CES. But it's a place where all of the startups can gather, and a lot of the bigger companies, the executives at bigger companies, can walk in and also mentor some of the newer companies that are emerging. And for the first time this year, someone by the name of Tim Cassidy, who works with Eureka Park, decided to start Eureka Park Up Front, which is an opportunity to bring a select number, a very curated group of entrepreneurs that are in the Eureka Park area, and pair them up with the big buyers from large companies like Staples and Amazon and Bed Bath & Beyond and Target and Sears. Like, all the major companies were all represented in this small exclusive room that were where these, you know, 8 to 10 companies were able to present to these buyers directly. And I was really impressed with some of the companies that are there. I think one of my favorites, and it sounds funny, it's called Phone Soap. And they
Phone soap.
Okay. And I saw Phone Soap, and they were, and I was expecting something sudsy, but it really wasn't. It was using, they have UV light technology, and it kills 99.9% of the bacteria and viruses on your devices. And I didn't realize when they said that they were doing testing, they compared the bacteria on your phone to bacteria in a bathroom, and the bacteria on your phone far exceeded what they found in a bathroom.
That's actually been out there for a while. People have been, well, look, you know, come on. How many times do you see people when they go to the bathroom, they take their phone with them, and while you're doing your business, you're checking your emails, right? So guess what? You know, if you borrow someone's phone, be careful where that phone has been.
Be careful. So this is, it's a docking station that has UV light that you stick your phone in and overnight it kills the bacteria. It's already sitting there anyway, so why not slip your phone, your iPad? I think they have one for your computer as well. And they presented and everybody was definitely impressed with it. But they've already been on ABC's Shark Tank as well. But they were looking for in-store retail distribution, and this was the perfect opportunity for them to do that. Another favorite of mine was the GoSun stove, and they've created the first solar-powered grill that can cook almost anything without gas or charcoal. And I was really impressed with that. And you also like that one, right?
Yeah, I like that one, too. I mean, brings me back to my Boy Scout days of needing to light my fire in order to pass my merit badge, my cooking merit badge. But there's been a lot of interest in kind of the solar using, you know, the sun. The one thing that they claim, which, you know, we don't have any way to validate without trying it, is they say they can actually use it even on a cloudy day, which would be fantastic. You know, whether it's, you know, you're off the grid or you're cooking someplace where you just, you know, you don't, where, particularly like in national parks these days, mm-hmm. where open fires are not allowed. This could be a great alternative to be able to either have a picnic or go camping or even backpacking into areas where open flames are not allowed.
And I told them they should talk to you because of what you're doing in Rwanda.
It could be very interesting. There's actually a lot of work in Africa around alternative cooking approaches, because what typically happens today is they're using charcoal, which generates a lot of smoke, which actually causes lung inflammation. And then mm-hmm. people later in life, you know, after they've been breathing in the smoke from cooking meals all day long in their little houses. So anything that kind of think of it as a clean cooking approach is keenly interesting for me.
Digital wearables was really huge this year at CES. And one of the companies that was presenting, it's called Ashley Chloe, and they have a product. Their first product is called the Helix Cuff. And it's literally a bracelet, very high quality bracelet that integrates your earphones into them. So you always have your headphones with you at all times. You have to pull them and string them out of your purse, but it's like 14 karat gold and it's beautiful and it comes in all kinds of colors, and you take it out of your bracelet. And then also when you put it on your ears, it looks a little bit like a necklace, a really pretty high quality necklace. But I saw so many of these. I know they won the wearable technology award at CES, but there were a lot of these types of companies. We had a company that even competed in our top 10 wearables competition, a vertical competition in partnership with Wearable World and also Monster, that it's called Tinsel, very high quality earphone product looking like a necklace. But it's hard for any one of these to stand out. I was curious your thoughts on these types of technologies, because I'm sure you saw a few as well.
Yeah, we saw a bunch of them. I think there's going to have to be some kind of a shakeout. The wearable space is getting extremely crowded. How many times can you really embed healthcare devices or whatever into a device? How many more sensors do you really need? What more is it going to really tell you? You know, we saw smart clothing and smart vest and, you know,
Everything's smart.
You know, I guess somebody wants, I think it's kind of hard to sell like a dumb technology. Hey, I've got the world's greatest dumb technology, right? So everything is smart. But I think the challenge being is what's the real useful nature of it? Are people really going to adopt, or has it become the fad issue for a lot of these things? And so I think we're going to see some of this transition occur over the next couple of years. I mean, how many more variations of a Fitbit-like watch, bracelet, kind of a device for measuring your steps and your heart mm-hmm. rate and those kinds of things do you really need? So
one wearable, though, that I saw that I think is pretty smart, because a lot of seniors really struggle with having – I can't imagine them wearing something that has multiple things, a lot of things going on. And there's a company called Unaliware, and Jeanne Booth, she is the CEO and founder of it. And what it does, it provides discrete support for falls. It's like a, you know, just a wearable device you wear all the time on your wrist. It has medication reminders, and it has, audio controls to it. So when they get the medication reminder.
Yeah, I think that those are some interesting things. Let's bring that back when we come back from this commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick up with where Kim's discussion and my discussion, the closing out of what we saw at CES this year. Some great and exciting things. Looking forward to sharing that with you. We'll be right back after this commercial break. You're listening to Killer Innovations.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free, and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-528-5518. That's 1-800-528-5518. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Call right now.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it? help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process. It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back to Killer Innovations. We are continuing our discussions on the follow-up and what we saw at Consumer Electronics Show. I've got Kim McNicholas with me. Like I said, in the first segment, Kim and I had... We were both at the show, but we actually never saw each other at the show. And I didn't do a lot of Facebook posting while I was at the show because my activities are a little bit different. But I was watching all of Kim's updates as she was running around Las Vegas. And, you know, it's one of those things you got to be careful, right? You know, some things you do in Vegas don't always stay in Vegas.
So. No. But sometimes it's a good thing because there are some really great companies. And I was at this inaugural event where CES paired these really great startups with the big buyers from Amazon and Staples and Bed Bath & Beyond and great companies. And one of my favorite was Unaliware, and that was the Kinega watch, which provides discreet support for falls and medication reminders and everything for the elderly, and even has geolocation. So if an elderly person wanders off, the loved ones will know where they are, be able to find them a lot easier. So that was really, really cool.
Yeah. And that's actually one of the areas that, I've been looking into for a number of years, which is, mm-hmm. you know, using IoT devices for what I refer to as the gray wave. You know, if you look at the bubble of the population as we age out and what that impact is and the fact that people want to age at home, they want to age in place, they don't want to be shuffled off to a nursing facility or assisted care facility. And so these kinds of devices, and, you know, I've tried, you know, remote cameras with relatives so you can mm-hmm. see them getting up, those kinds of things. So I think this is actually an area that as the boomers continue to age and as people, don't want to give up that independence, I think those could be some pretty interesting devices and could find themselves some good traction.
And I think it's the one device in which it can be something separate. I think that we talked before about the shakeup in the wearable world and, you know, convergence. But I think in this case, I think that it can be and should be a separate device because it can be a nice bracelet that they wear all the time that does nothing else but make sure that we know where they are and offer some patient reminders.
Well, and it's also you can differentiate. If you're just creating a wearable device that looks like everybody else's wearable device, that you do heart rate and pacing and all that kind of thing, it's hard to get above the noise of the crowd with everybody else in the exact same space, and in many cases, people with deeper pockets. In this case, you're going after a segment that is not one that's well addressed. There's other technologies that people have tried. The key here, though, is you want to get something that the elderly person is going to be willing to wear every day, kind of like your wedding ring. You don't go out without the wedding ring. You don't go out with that watch every day. Because if it's something that they're only going to wear one every 10 days, then its usefulness goes away. But if you can solve that problem and you know it's always attached, there's a peace of mind that, that happens to the rest of the family to be able to know where that person is.
Yep. And then I have one more company for you. Just this one you'll get a kick
more,
out of.
One more off the Eureka Park area.
And I think everyone's going to love this. The robotic bartender.
Robotic bartender.
The world's smartest bartender. Somabar.
S-O-M-A-B-A-R. People are going to get an impression about you because the last time you were on the show, we talked about social networking for pot.
Oh, and yes. Now, mass roots.
Right. And now you're doing electronic bartending. I think people know you, Kim. They're going to get an impression of you.
I'm just a realist. You know? I know what the mainstream people want.
Well, also, the last time you were on the show, you talked about games in men's washrooms.
So, Captive Media, that was a hit, too, with the show.
Yeah, well, you definitely know how to – you go find those extreme ones, those ones that have a – definitely are unique and different.
But this bartender, I love it because it has Wi-Fi connectivity, onboard sensors, electronic ingredient tagging, and it has, you know, it has the ability that you can order drinks that has recipes that are in it. I mean, it's awesome. You just put your favorite alcohol in there in these little tubes, and then you can it'll automatically make your drinks for you.
Wow, yeah, that's what I need. Give me that old drink, so I'm not in my category. So that's great. From the the Eureka Park is an interesting area because in many cases startup companies are really in struggling trying to get to that first customer to get to the onto the retail shelf, and that's a hard process if you've never done it before, you don't have the network of contacts, and so I think this is actually, you know, a great opportunity for startup companies to get out there and talk directly to the buyers, the people who are going to buy that product, put it on the shelf, support them, et cetera. So I want to talk a little bit about an event that I hosted. It's called the Pitch It event. We do it Tuesday afternoon, which is the evening before the show actually opens. And we invited 10 startup companies. And we basically have the room for about 45 or 50 CEOs, in this case from the cable industry, and the CTOs. And so this is kind of a similar, think of it as kind of the Eureka, but in a very strong vertical in the telecom, broadband, cable industry space. But as you can imagine, the companies covered kind of the full breadth of what we saw on the show floor. The one company that I got really interested in that I thought was kind of, you know, had kind of an interesting twist was RTI Studios, and they're at rtistudios.com. And basically, they've taken a camera that was developed by DARPA and the Department of Defense for U.S. military purposes, and they're bringing it into the commercial realm for 360 virtual reality content. In this case, this camera was designed to sit on top of Humvees in order to take a 360 view around the Humvees to look for roadside bombs. And it's got a very unique, it only has one camera element, so it's very fast. You can live stream it. You know, if you're in a Humvee and you want to know if there's a roadside bomb, you want to know it in real time. You don't have to send it off to some cloud to have the video stitched. These guys have taken the camera technology, they've simplified it, and they're commercializing it. But they're not looking to bring it to market directly. They're actually looking for partners. And some of the interesting use cases they've done is they've mounted these cameras in the shotgun seat in NASCAR. So you can I love that because you can put the goggles on, and now you literally feel like you're sitting in the car. You can look up at the ceiling. You can look down and watch the driver using the gas and using all the pedals and shifting. You can look out the side window, and you can look eye to eye to the driver in the car right next to you. It really makes you feel like you're right there in that experience. And you can go ahead.
Do you know if they're actually integrating it? Because I, being a NASCAR fan myself, you can go on, you can get their pit pass for like $99, and you can choose which car, and you can actually shift back and forth between each car that you want to listen to the communication between the crew chief and the driver. So is this something they're integrating, do you think, into that website?
That's the ultimate objective, is to integrate it in so that you get not only the audio, you get the video, you get the full 360 view, the smooth being able to transition, look over your left shoulder, look out the back window to see what cars may be trying to pass you, all of those kinds of things. So it's still an experimental. They're also downscaling the camera to bring it out for consumers for a wearable. So you can basically mount it onto the top of your helmets, and therefore then be able to use it in extreme sports. Another one that I thought was really interesting, and we'll squeeze this in before we go to another commercial break, and that's Luma, which is Wi-Fi mesh networking. And this is to solve your Wi-Fi coverage in your house. So in this case, you can just take and put three Lumas around the house. They auto-organize. Very simple. You don't have to do a whole password thing. Great parental control technologies. And it gives you full coverage in the house. It automatically transitions your service as you walk around your house to each of the devices. This was a Kickstarter that's gotten a lot of great traction, and one that also got a lot of really great interest from the show itself, beyond simply from what we were doing. And there was a bunch of others. Pipestream is another one that is basically what they refer to as WhatsApp for businesses, which I think is an interesting piece. And maybe we can we'll pick up more on Pipestream when we come back, because I want to give that a little bit more time. And then the other one that I was interested in was Arcadia Data, which is a big data solution. So a lot of people have a hard time thinking about big data as sexy. These guys are doing some interesting things. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we pick up, we're going to continue on with our wrap-up of Consumer Electronics Show this year and all the cool technologies that are coming. And we'll wrap it up on my event and then just talk about generally what we saw at the show. So stay right where you're at. I'm Phil McKinney, and you're listening to Killer Innovations.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Musicians, it's Guitar Center's Winter Clearance Event. Your chance to get 2015 Gibson guitars at unheard-of clearance prices. Check out over 250,000 guitars, amps, drums, keyboards, and more marked down for this event, including all 2015 Gibson USA guitars. Save up to 60% on leftover special buys, demos, open box, and more. Massive savings on brands like Marshall, Fender, Yamaha, and Zildjian. But remember, each location has its own selection, and it's first come, first served. Guitar Center's Winter Clearance. Now through Sunday, don't miss it.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom12.com right now and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom12.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 12.com. Go to freedom12.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom12.com.
If you're like me, and you probably are, you probably have some toys, like a desktop computer, a laptop, maybe a tablet, one or two smartphones, a printer, maybe even a high-speed modem and wireless router. That's a lot of technology. Who do you call when something breaks? If you had Tech Butler, one call can fix them all. And for a lot less than every other tech support service. Really, Tech Butler will cover every device you own for as little as $99 a year. And when you buy 2 years of protection, they'll give you a third year free, so you'll save even more. Plus, you get the peace of mind knowing that every device you own today or in the future is covered. Tech Butler. One call literally covers all your devices for less than everyone else. Get 1 year free when you buy two. Save money. Call right now. 1-800-434-0522. That's 1-800-434-0522. Again, 1-800-434-0522. 1-800-434-0522.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back to Killer Innovations. We're going to pick up again. We're dedicating this show to talk about what Kim and I saw at the Consumer Electronics Show this year. Right before we went to the commercial break, I slipped in two companies. I'm going to circle back around and give you a little bit more perspective. One is Pipestream, P-Y-P-E-S-T-R-E-A-M, Pipestream. They're advertising themselves as the WhatsApp for business. And this is basically businesses trying to figure out a way to create their own social media channels to be able to have direct conversations with their customers rather than just leveraging a lot of the other social media platforms that are out there. Pipestream's app is available at the app stores for download, so you can feel free to try those out. What they're going after is aggregating a lot of brands onto Pipestream. So mm-hmm. If you engage with a bunch of different companies, Pipestream then becomes really the platform that you can have direct interaction with that business, whether it be for customer support or asking questions about product or potentially having them push offers to you, et cetera. And I thought it was kind of an interesting model. They're still fairly early.
But I like their user interface. I really like their user interface. It's very simple. It's very clean. And here's my prediction. Facebook is going to buy this because I really think so. I mean, imagine them integrating the dashboard, just the corporate dashboard side of things into that, I think would be really, really huge.
I agree. I think sorry, man. As I said before, Kim and I are suffering from this.
The CES bug.
I think they're going to get acquired. I think whoever can get the most brands aggregated onto the platform becomes the winner. Because, look, if I'm a consumer and Pipestream has four or five brands that I'm involved in, but the other five brands they're not, how do I interact with them? I mean, I interact with them on the existing social media platforms. I tweet them or I connect with them on Facebook and find ways. But I think this is an interesting approach. They've got a good starting place on the number of brands that they've already engaged with. So from that standpoint, you know, I think maybe you're right. You know, this could be a pretty attractive acquisition target, you know, pretty early here, because they're getting some really amazing brands that are supporting them. The other one was Arcadia Data, which is a large data project or a large data company. And this is basically around extreme simplification. So even small businesses where you're trying to do, you get a lot of data, whether through your e-commerce store or just business to your website, and you're trying to use Google Analytics or any of the other big platforms. This is, you know, when I saw the demo on this, I was quite impressed at how easy it is, even for a non-technical person, to really sift through just humongous amount of data in order to better know your customer, better know your product, better know the offers. Not sexy. It's not like, you know, hoverboards and, goggles and all drones and everything else we saw at the show. But here's a, you know, company that probably didn't get a lot of press attention at the show. But
how does it compare to, let's say, because there are a lot of companies that seem to be in this space, and I might be a little bit off here, but Tipco, Tableau,
Tipco and Tableau are basically for much larger enterprises. They're typically for, and it assumes that you've got some expert on the back end that kind of architects the data so that Tipco and those guys can consume it. What these guys have done is it requires nobody, even from an IT perspective. You just suck the data in, and it starts identifying what it thinks are some of the common relationships across your data.
Wow.
And it does it in such a way, like I said, that you don't need to have an army of IT guys. You don't have to be a, you know, 1,000 employee kind of a business to take advantage of it. So
I can just take my Excel spreadsheet of all of my applicants in the Extreme Tech Challenge, suck it on in there, and it'll start giving me some.
Well, they typically deal with very, very large data sources. So the example that they show, for instance, is viewership data off of a, they were working with a vendor who had an over-the-top video service that required a little hardware platform. Mm-hmm. And they sucked it. They sucked all the viewership data off of every one of those devices from across the country.
Wow.
And they just dumped it into this. And it would tell you things like, okay, you know, what's the most popular show at 7 o'clock on Sunday? And it required no setup. You didn't have to groom the data before you could actually get some of that information answered. So that was, you know, so that was the thing that I was really impressed with. Now, so for me, it was Arcadia, Pipestream, and then RTI Studios. Now, I know that, you know, based on your Facebook posts, you spent a lot of time with Monster.
Monster has
always been big at the show, but this year it just felt different this year for Monster.
Right. There were, you know, the past few years, they've had a lot of celebrity power, Nick Cannon, Shaq, all of the above at their press conference. And this year, it was Noel Lee, head Monster, founder and CEO, that came in. And the first thing he said is, you know what? We've gotten a lot of bad press with our lawsuit against Dre, because there were some feelings that were hurt when Dre went off. It was bought by Apple Beats, as you know, the headphones. And Apple ended up dumping Monster, and they've lost like 40% of their profits because of that. So they're just starting over and saying, hey, we're willing to rebuild our brand. And in fact, Noel said, we're clueless. We've created a new marketing lifestyle team, and we're going to start over. And
well,
they came out with.
And this is interesting, because I got to give Monster kudos, because
most
big tech companies, when they stub their toe or they're going into a new segment, you're never going to get the founder to stand up on stage and say, you know something, we haven't figured this out, we're going to figure this out, you know, and take that head on. So kudos.
And they've really gone back to the basics. They had a bunch of new cool products. They're bringing back the boombox, and they're calling it the blaster. What I also really liked is they have new wireless, their Clarity HD headphones, wireless HD headphones, love those. And I also really like, they have headphones with a built-in music player that will sync to the cloud. Really great for travelers. So some really new, great products coming from them.
Kudos to Monster. As we wrap up the show here, again, this is the show we wanted to share with you what our thoughts, or at least our initial take from the Consumer Electronics Show this year. If you want to get connected with Killer Innovations, you can text the word INNOVATE to 33444 or go to killerinnovations.com/innovate. Get connected with us. Kim, thanks again for coming on the show. And
Thank you.
We'll definitely get back on here again and talk about the work that we do. Appreciate the time. This is Phil McKinney, and you're listening to Killer Innovations on the BizTalk Radio Network.
The opinions you hear on BizTalk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, BizTalk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on BizTalk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about BizTalk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at BizTalkRadio.com.
BizTalk Radio.